Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. The wisdom moment today is from Proverbs 22, verse 22 through 23. It reads, "Do not exploit the poor because they are poor, and do not crush the needy in court, for the Lord will take up their case and will plunder those who plunder them." You think about it. A generation that forgets the poor has forgotten God. When we lose God's perspective on those who lack or are in need, we lose our perspective of Him, His heart, His defense of the poor. I mean, you think about this in manufacturing. I used to think years ago that those who sought out how our clothes and our products were made are just trying to stir up trouble. But once I saw how some of the products and the clothing was made so we can get good pricing, and how the business owners and corporations exploited the poor in their company's name to get this profit, I realized that they're doing God's work. They're doing God's work, no matter their motives. Mm-hmm. If they reveal that we are a nation, as a nation, are exploiting the poor, it helps us as believers to respond accordingly. I mean, you think about it. Yeah, I mean, we don't have a lot of time to kind of stay, but understand that God takes the case of the poor. I mean, you think about the poor and going to court. In America, one of these evidence that we are a Judeo-Christian nation is that we tell everybody in America, you have a right to a lawyer, and if you can't afford one, we will appoint one to represent you. Think about it. We read everyone there that's arrested what we call the Miranda warnings. This is what we tell them. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of law. You have the right to an attorney. If you can't afford one, one will be appointed to represent you before questioning if you wish. Do you understand these rights that are read to you? I mean, you think, as a law enforcement officer, I used to think, this is really getting in the way. Mm-hmm. Then as I became a believer and I got saved when I was in law enforcement, I realized, hey, this is God's work.
That's right.
Just because they don't have money doesn't mean they don't have rights. And more so, since it's a Judeo-Christian nation, that we should be able to stand up and say, listen, hold on a minute. We'll give you an attorney. We want an attorney to represent you in the courts. That's God's business. It's so important that God how we treat the poor and the needy, that if we don't treat them well and lend to them and help empower them and ensure that they get justice and refuse to exploit them, that God Himself will take up their case and will plunder those who plunder them. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Justice.
That's why we as Christians should be very careful what's happening with the medical insurance stuff that's going on in America, because if there's somebody not being cared for, we need to think about that.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
So when we see a corporation or a business, for example, get sued in courts for making their money off harming someone or has someone who's become a victim of their exploitative practices, and a major judgment is placed against them for millions of dollars, which will be distributed to that particular victim, you define that as them being plundered. Mm. You're plundering that corporation. If they have exploited the poor, making their money off plundering those who are in need, it can very well be the Lord Himself that is behind their corporations being plundered as He takes up their case. Today's wisdom moment is Proverbs 22:22-23. Do not exploit the poor because they are poor, and do not crush the needy in court, for the Lord will take up their case and will plunder those who plunder them. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.